points. Was it Southampton? Was it Northampton? What do you think? What are the season-defining moments?
The turning point, we had a few at the start of the season, very, very early on. The game on Sky against Rotherham, we won that, we kicked on. But listen, there's been plenty of games where we've turned. Southend away, both Crawley games. Every time, except from Tuesday night, every time we've had questions asked of us, we've always answered them the correct way.
Is there some kind of celebration tonight? I hesitate to ask that question.
We better ask the gaffer first. I don't know if we're off tomorrow. We'll see what happens, but the job's only half done. We want to go out and win the title, and I think most of the boys know that. We'll celebrate today, maybe for a few hours, maybe not even into the night, but we'll look to Port Vale. It's not just about turning up against Port Vale. We have to perform and get 3 points, and hopefully we can put a party on for the fans.
I'm going to say 1,200 here today, hopefully 12,000 or more next weekend.
Yeah, definitely. They've followed us in their numbers right from everywhere we go to places away to Morecambe, which are 3-4 hours away, and all credit to them. It's especially in this kind of day and age, there's a lot of people not get jobs and things like that. It's tough. There's people bringing their kids, and the boys appreciate that. And I'd just like to say that on behalf of all the players. It's we appreciate their support.
And as somebody who missed out on Wembley, how are you feeling now to be part of a team that's got promotion, albeit it was a defeat here at Gillingham?
Yeah, Wembley will always be in the back of my head. I'll always be disappointed, but it's days like this that makes you get over it. Listen, it's a fantastic day. As I said, performance wasn't great, but for just now, we need to put that in the back of our head and move on and hopefully win the title next year.
Thank you very much indeed, Paul Caddis, who I think will be one of the last players to disappear down the tunnel. Paolo Di Canio, we're proud to sing your name. I've got echoes of Lou Macari. We're proud to sing your name for me, which happened when Swindon Town beat Gillingham, ironically, in a playoff final 25 years ago, 86-87, at Selhurst Park in South East London. Cries of Paolo Di Canio. Some supporters, for whatever reason, possibly the disabled enclosure, made it to the front of the stand. Many are at least 10 or 12 rows back behind the goal. Paolo Di Canio is shaking their hands. He did his bit on the pitch at full-time, of course, pointing up for Swindon Town and down for all the other teams that were around us. This happened against with Oxford, I recall. It's happened, of course, against Gillingham here today. It happened against Crewe, I think, as well. Pointing up for Swindon Town, he's delivered on that promise, and down for everybody else. Paolo Di Canio being embraced by some of the Swindon Town supporters, as I say, who are at the front of this stand behind the goal. Let's bring in Chief Executive Nick Watkins. It's a team on the field, it's a team off the field, and I guess this is what you do it for, days like this.
Oh, absolutely. That's why the fans can hear the noise. It's why they do it too, and you've just got to say to them thank you 100 times, because just a great, great support all season. And they've been the 12th man in